Now, tell us a little bit about Orange Sky Laundry. How did it come to be?
Yeah, so Orange Sky started 3 years ago with my best mate Luke and I out in Brisbane wanting to do something which was really simple, which was to improve the hygiene standards for the homeless. So a really crazy idea to put some washing machines and dryers in the back of a van and drive around and wash and dry clothes for free. And what we stumbled on those days up in Brisbane was nothing to do with washing and drying clothes. It was actually everything to do with sitting down and having a chat when the washing's on. So Orange Sky now has 25 vans in operation around Australia, about 1,000 incredibly amazing, compassionate volunteers. Every week they wash and dry 7 tonne of free laundry, but most importantly, sit down, have over 1,000 hours of really awesome conversation.
That's absolutely incredible. And it's grown so exponentially, kind of, as you said there, over the last 3 years with, 25 vans now around the country. How does it work? So you go kind of to the city centres?
So our mission now is to positively connect communities. And how we do that is through working alongside amazing drop-in centres and food service providers. And our van rocks up and really complements their service. So a new set van that we're just about to launch in Western Sydney will do exactly that. It'll go to places like Prince Alfred Park alongside a food van and complement their service. And every week we go to 178 locations around Australia at the same time, same place every week. And what we try and do is really build up amazing friendships that hopefully then we can connect people back with the community.
This is amazing. Do you know how many people you've been able to help so far?
So to date, we've washed and dried over 680,000 kilos of free laundry, facilitated about 2,500 safe hot showers, but most importantly, conversed for over 140,000 hours. And last week was one of our most biggest weeks, which was about 750 people put their washing through our machines. But far from every T-shirt or shower, the biggest impact Orange Sky will ever have is those simple conversations where people feel connected. People don't feel isolated, people don't feel lonely. They really feel like a valued member of society, and that can happen with a really simple hello or nice seeing you.
Absolutely. It's giving a bit of dignity, a bit of humanity back to people who are experiencing a rough time. And is that what inspired you to write the book that you guys did?
Absolutely. You know, what we found with our Orange Sky Stories book was that every day those conversations were ticking along, and what we wanted to try and do is break down these stereotypes and stigmas alongside homelessness, but also remind everyone that just like every piece of garment that goes into our washing machine is unique, it has its own imperfections, they're all different shapes and sizes. It's just like the world we live in. And when we sit down and have a chat, we remind ourselves that one or two or three things can go wrong in our lives and we find ourselves disconnected from the community, but an opportunity to feel connected, to feel valued, can have a massive impact on someone's life.
Mm. Now, the Social Good Summit, it's happening today. You're going to be there speaking, I understand. The question that's being answered is, what type of a world do you want to live in by 2030? And I'm curious to know what type of world you'd like to see in 2030.
It's a bit cliche, but I think, you know, what our mission of Orange Sky is to positively connect communities. And what we genuinely hope is that communities all around the world can come together and help each other. So I guess our vision for Orange Sky and for the world in 12 years is really to inspire people to get out there and to help. And we've been blown away by that in 3 years in Australia. Never did we think we'd have over 1,000 volunteers. Never did we think we'd have vans all around Australia. Never did we think we'd go into communities, Indigenous communities, with poor hygiene and look at washing and drying clothes to eliminate things like scabies. So I guess we're just on the tip of the iceberg, I think, with Orange Sky's first part of our evolution, and we're looking to really ramp that up. And, you know, in 12 years' time, we hope that people all around the world are sitting down, washing their clothes and feeling connected with the community.
Mm, absolutely. So for anyone out there who's listening and who's saying, my goodness, this incredible young man is doing such amazing things for our community, how can they get involved? How can people kind of connect with Orange Sky?
So Orange Sky is a charity run purely by donations and volunteers. And, you know, it costs us $6 to wash and dry someone's clothes. It costs us $3 to give someone a safe hot shower. That book you mentioned is Pay What You Want. You can pay $0 to pay $100. But most importantly, it costs nothing to volunteer. You don't need to be a laundry expert or a shower connoisseur. You just need to do time and be a really engaged listener. And you can do all three of those things on our website, which is just orangesky.org.au.
Nick, you're an incredible young man. We'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for sharing the story.